You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm going to win because I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win because I'm going to get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Jessica and Glendale, good morning. Welcome to Battle of the Buzz. You're on my team.
Yay! Good morning.
It's all right. And on Team Alana, we have Joe and Chandler.
Hey.
Hey, all right. Joe, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Are you?
I hope so. The Larry H. Miller Toyota Peoria ticket window is open. Up for grabs four tickets to the Pleasant Harbor Lantern Festival. And you get to hang out at Lake Pleasant on December 1st with the family and light the night sky.
Wow, that's great.
Welcome. All right, guys. First question. It's for you guys, Joe and Alana. There's an early winter storm dropping snow in the Northeast right now. What type of storm is it? Is it A, a nor'easter? Is it B, a pain in the keister? Or is it C, a storm and preacher?
Huh. Alana, you're the smart one.
I'm guessing a lot of people are saying it's a pain in the keister, but let's go nor'easter.
Okay, I'll go with that. All right,
Team Nico, Jessica, and Nico. How many months have 28 days?
Oh, I know this one.
Two.
Yeah, it's kind of a trick question, Jessica.
Two?
Well, two of them do have 28 days, but they all have 28 days.
Yes, they all have 28 days.
12 months.
That's a trick question.
Yes, indeed. Good job.
Early in the morning for trick questions.
I know. That was mean.
Question number two. Joe and Alana, true or false, an ice cream cone was originally invented to hold flowers?
Oh.
Is that true or false?
Joe, what do you think?
Let's see. I think that an ice cream cone, I think it's false.
Okay, let's go false.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm good with that. No.
I don't know why it was made to hold flowers, but originally an ice cream cone was invented to hold flowers.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh. Sorry, guys.
How did we all not right. know
Still
that?
Love you, but sorry.
Team Nico, how many donuts in a baker's dozen?
Jessica is bad at math this morning. We've already figured out. So a dozen is 12. And a baker's dozen is normally not 12. It's how many, Jessica?
Not 12.
Oh. Is that your final answer?
Nico, what's our final answer?
Is it 13? I always thought that there was one more in the baker's
13.
Dozen. Okay, we're going 13.
13.
Yes, 13.
You were talking to a couple of dum-dums this morning.
Oh, my God.
This is why we need your help.
Jeez. That's amazing.
All right. Question number three, Joe and Alana. Who is on the dime?
The dime.
Is it? Oh, my God.
I feel like Jefferson was already on something.
He's on the nickel.
There we go.
We did that question a couple weeks ago.
Abraham Lincoln's on the penny. And then
Washington's
on the corner. So it's got to be somebody who wasn't presidential, right? Like Franklin is on the $100 bill because it's all about the Benjamins.
Let's see. Who could it be?
Do you want to go like Roosevelt?
I don't know.
Frank Roosevelt?
Okay.
What do you think,
Joe?
We'll
go with that.
All right, Frank.
Roosevelt. How about Roosevelt?
We'll go Roosevelt.
one of the Roosevelts.
One of the Rose.
You got it right!
Yeah! Oh! What in the world?
You got it right. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Ooh!
Alana, good job.
Pulled that one out. I don't know. Pulled that one out
that
of
must
the...
must be a Friday.
My goodness. All right. What planet is closest to Earth?
Oh, no. There's two planets closest to Earth, Alana. Right?
But there's only one that's actually closest.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Which planet is closest to Earth?
Oh, I screwed the planets up last time we talked about them, Jessica. I don't feel confident. I think Mars is close.
Close, yeah.
But I think Mercury may be closer. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Thanks to Joe Diffie for that astronomy lesson.
I'm going Mars.
I'm sorry. It's Venus is actually the closest to the Earth.
Bummer.
That's okay. We are tied up. That means we're headed to the tiebreaker.
Okay.
You guys are on your own on this one. Person closest to the actual number going to win the tickets.
Okay.
Joe, since we answered first, we're going to defer to Jessica. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the heaviest turkey on record weighs how many pounds? Jessica.
Let's say 50.
50? And Joe, how heavy is that turkey?
52.
Don't do that. I hate you, Joe.
Joe, congratulations. You are actually the closest. That turkey was feeding a lot of people. It was 86 pounds.
Wow. Oh, man. Wow.
Well, congratulations, Joe and Alana.
Thank you. I told you were smart, Alana.
Jessica, thanks so much for playing today.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
Joe, you are headed to Lake Pleasant on December 1st for the Pleasant Harbor Christmas Lanterns.
All right.
Listen to the Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.
I love it.
On the new Camel at 107.9.